I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 22. Coming up, Prime Minister encourages private sector investment, mountainside residents get electricity, and Agriculture Ministry dismisses sugar shortage reports. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reiterating his administration's commitment to creating an economic environment that fosters entrepreneurship and increased private sector investment. Speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the CB Group's $120 million hybrid growth center, Mr. Holness said the current climate is ripe for investment, noting that interest rates are low and Jamaica's economic outlook is stable. He added that there is bipartisan consensus on economic and fiscal policy aimed at making the public sector more efficient in its service to the private sector.
The government will continue to support and create an environment in which risk takers can manage the risk of investment. The government will continue to pursue a fiscal policy that is predictable, a fiscal policy that is supportive of economic growth and job creation.
The Prime Minister also commended the CB Group for its investment while urging fellow private sector interests to seek out investment opportunities that will both maximize profits and accomplish positive social change in underserved communities. Some 150 households in mountainside St. Elizabeth are now officially attached to the national electrical grid. Electricity service was commissioned to the community by representatives of National Energy Solutions Limited, NESOL, during a ceremony on August 18. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley, who spoke at the ceremony, said the provision of electricity forms part of the government's push to increase economic opportunities in rural communities.
Prosperity must not be localized in the urban centers. By bringing electricity here, we are opening the doors. We are bringing opportunities to communities like this.
He encouraged the residents in Southwest St. Elizabeth to be mindful of the responsibilities of conservation and payment which come with the service. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is dismissing reports of a sugar shortage in the country. A recent release from the ministry says the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority and the Consumer Affairs Commission have confirmed the availability of packaged sugar island-wide. The release noted, however, that there is a shortfall in the 500-gram or 1-pound packages in some areas. The Agriculture Ministry says Jamaica Cane Products Sales Limited, the island's largest marketer of sugar, has indicated that the shortfall in the 500-gram packages is due to a sharp increase in demand for that size recently. Jamaica Cane Products has pledged to implement several measures to meet the increased demand for the 500-gram packages, including the immediate delivery of packaging material into the island and increasing the 500-gram production line with the recruitment of additional workers. And 152 young persons with mild intellectual disabilities are being assisted with personal and professional development skills by the HeartTrust NTA. The beneficiaries are receiving the training under the Empowerment Program of the Youth Services Division of HEART, a 7-month initiative with a 3-week non-residential camp, followed by 6 months of supported work experience. The program targets persons aged 70 to 35 years of age. Director of Communications and Marketing at the Youth Services Division of the HeartTrust NTA, Julius Smiley Green, says the initiative is part of ongoing efforts to empower persons with disabilities both socially and economically.
We believe that all young people should be empowered regardless of their status. Once they fall within the age cohort that we cater to, then we believe that we should be generating programs that can meet their need in a targeted way.
Persons interested in being a part of the program may contact the Youth Services Division of the HeartTrust NTA at 754-98168. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.